Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Say, Holy Spirit, okay, I can't sleep. I'm bothered by what somebody did to me. So instead of wanting to just crown somebody and release hot gas and just want to talk about the situation, let me try canceling it in the spirit by going into warfare and praying on my own.
Amen.
When you qualify and you're mature in the spirit in that way, and we can trust you to be a leader over different departments. See, it's kind of hard to put a six-year-old as a director where they have to be over people. They're afraid. They won't be able to succeed in that department. They won't be able to have the discernment and the level of maturity to decide what is good and what is that of evil. They won't be able to stay sober-minded. They're going to get caught up in their emotions. They don't know how to act in a professional manner. So all of this is going to prepare you for your ministry, for KCI Ministry. As we come together next month and meet with you, you're going to be able to now grow with you. This won't be the last time that we talk about this. This is a part of just our DNA. So we're going to equip you how to be leaders, because guess what? KCI is on the move. So we're looking for qualified people. We're looking for qualified leaders that God has qualified and say, yes, they can handle it. Because one thing we won't do is allow you to have some type of power or have some type of position, and you become drunk on yourself. Mm-hmm. You become unsober-minded.
Yeah.
And you like I talked about last week, you constantly are in and out. You're playing musical chairs with the seat of the scornful. Every time somebody did something dishonorable, and you're that director, the head chairman of this board, you got to hold a grudge against them. So it won't work like that in KCI. I don't care how long you tell me you've been saved. I don't care if you have your doctor's degree. I don't care. We do not care about your womb. We care about your heart, because that's how God qualifies you. There are going to see some people, hallelujah, that come in off the street, get saved, and a week later God is speaking, get them prepared to ordain them as an elder. We're like, really? A week? God said, your heart is right. We're like, this person been saved by? He said, their heart ain't right. I move like that. In the years we've been in this thing, God has taught us to move according to his wisdom. Because if you try and do it in your own power and what you see in the natural, it will mess you up every time. I don't care if you look the part, sound the part. I don't care if you even seem like you were born for the part. If God said your heart is not right, you will not get the part.
Amen.
That's one thing
God said. See, everybody has their niche, I guess. Everyone has their niche in the ministry. For KCI, we are a breeding ground for leaders.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the heavy mandates that God has placed on this ministry. He said you will get people in, saved, drug addicts. I don't care if they murder somebody. He said you will train them in the things of God. You will love on them. And he said, and then when they're ready, you will release them.
Yes.
We don't care about the background. We don't care if your credit score is a 19. We don't care if your credit score is an 18. You could be a millionaire. You could be dead broke. You could be a drug addict, missing two front teeth. It doesn't matter. We are called to love you and train you. But you got to understand, training is different. Training is tough love. Training presents challenges just like I did today. This is part of your training. This is something that you can work on. No, God said, I'm prepping you before the meeting. You all got to be right. This is if you're part of KCI or not. Your mind got to be right. You have to be mature in the spirit. I always look at it. I may not say much. This is my heart to you all, and then I'm finished. I said it wasn't going to be long, but God took over. Thank God.
Amen.
But this is what I do, because you got to understand me. I may not say much. I love to talk about the words of God and the things of God. Anybody who knows me and then have spoken with me, spiritual daughters on here, they'll tell you, if you talk to mom, that's all you're talking about is Jesus. All you're talking about is Jesus. I will not be on the phone with you about where to get my nails done, where to get my hair done. I will not be on the phone with you on where to go shopping. Matter of fact, I'm not a woman that shops.
Oh, wow.
A woman that doesn't shop. Yeah, and guess what? I don't like chocolate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a very unique woman. I know there are a lot of women that love chocolate. That seems to be what we're labeled as. But, yes, that's just me. I don't eat chocolate. I don't. But I don't shop either. I get what I have to get, and then I leave. I'm a different type of woman, but God has made me that. But along with that, there's another thing about me. There's another thing about me. I'm an observer. Like I told you, I'm making a full circle. When I first started talking, I said one of my favorite things or models is when people show you who they are, believe them. So what I do and what I am called to, what I'm called to do is to observe you. What I'm called to do, I may not talk to you face-to-face, but trust me, the Spirit is giving me a full diagnostic on you. One time I had a spiritual daughter, I spoke one time with her on the phone. I went to bed and the whole night, God prayed out from the time she was born until the present time and what would happen in her near future. I spoke to her a few days later. I said, before you say anything, just give me confirmation that this has happened. And there was some things with her dad, some contention, some issue. I played it out. I mean, I knew to the how her father looked. She was in tears. She said, how did you know? You must know me. I said, honey, I know a man that knows you from the point of conception, even before then. I said, so he can tell me everything. The Bible says, no man comes to the heart save Jesus. So you got to understand this. If you meet somebody that says, I know the heart, but they're not giving credit to God, you run from them. That's some sort of witchcraft and warlock, some type of dark demonic power. Let me tell you something. I'm letting you know, April does not know your heart. April does not want to know your heart. We knew what was in our hearts would be a very, very dark world because some nasty things are buried deep in our heart until we get delivered. But understand that the only way that I'm able to speak on your heart is because Jesus knows your heart. And let me tell you something. I'm very close with God.
Yeah.
I'm striving each and every day to have my relationship be closer than it was the day before. Each and every year, my relationship should be 100% better than it was the previous year.
Amen.
So with that being said, I know people's hearts. So I'm looking at you. I'm observing you. I'm saying when things happen in your life, whether it's with another KCI member or whether it is with your family member, whether it's something on the job, I look at how you handle that. I look at it, if you stay down in the dump, do you get depressed? When you don't get your way, do you get angry and now all of a sudden you start to almost curse online and just go and spaz out and want to drop out? We had people like that in the past. When things were not working out in their life, they wanted to pull out and say, well, you know, I don't even want to do this anymore. What does the Bible say about that? Read your word. He that puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom. God is looking for the lack of a better term, some beef. In order in this
That's
industry
right.
to make it, you got to beast it out. You got to learn how to take a smack, a punch on the chin. It may knock you a little woozy, but your hands never left the plow, and you're still pushing forward.
Yeah.
God is not calling leaders to be wimps. I don't understand how people can claim. We've met them. We've met a lot of pastors in our life, a lot of quote-unquote apostles, but they're some of the weakest people in my life. Can't stand any warfare, got to have it their way, they are spoiled, and they don't understand how to endure. I don't get it. Because one thing God is endurance. One thing God is tough. And if we are made in his likeness and in his image, we have to exhibit the same personality. Will we feel things? Of course. We can even feel anger. God says, well, read your Bible. What does the Bible say? Be angry, but sin not. God gives us all kinds of reasons of how we can be human. We can feel things, but when you start acting on your emotions, that's when you can enter into sin, and that's when you can make some grave decisions that you're going to regret.
Teach, Apostle.
I need somebody that's going to stay clear-headed and level-headed. We are looking for leaders who are going to hang in here for the long haul, and when you see us on Tuesday, I'm setting the stage. You remember this day, so it's not a surprise. Oh, you're going to feel our love. It's going to make you so happy because that's what we do. We love, not with our own shallow love, but we love with the love of Jesus. His love flows through us.
Amen.
You're going to love it. You can talk to our spiritual sons and daughters that I've actually had the privilege of speaking with us and being with us face to face. We love, no matter who you are, white, black, we've hugged them all. Woman, man, older, younger, we love them all. But one thing you're going to get is that when we come, we're coming with a sternness and a seriousness about God's business. And one thing we are not afraid is to call you out on it. I'm setting the stage for it. Those of you all who are not a part of KCI, you better be under a leader that is not afraid to do the same.
Amen.
If you really are serious about doing something for the work of God in his kingdom, you're going to need a leader that's going to stand up to you and tell you in love, instruct you in love, discipline you in love, challenge you in love, so that it will bring out and burst out and burst out the best you that you can be, maximizing your potential, fulfilling your purpose and your destiny. If you don't have someone behind you challenging, think of a personal trainer. Think about that. If you had a personal trainer where at the first cry of your whimper, oh, I'm tired, I'm out of breath, I can't breathe. And they said, you know what, you're right, go ahead. Just go home and, you know, rest it out and go and eat some dinner and we'll try back in 2 days. You'll never lose that weight. In fact, what does a personal trainer do? When you crying and whimpering, because that's what they're trained in their profession to do. They're trained to get from the first wave that the people draw out, which is the wave of distraction. See, what happens is you complaining, you whining, it's not comfortable, so you want to distract the personal trainer of, well, maybe he can have compassion on me, maybe she can have compassion on me and lessen up the blow. But what does the personal trainer do? He endures, she endures and says, I'm not listening to that. That's a distraction because I know what you really need. I know what your body really needs. Your body really needs to go for 10 more minutes. Your body really needs you to do 10 more push-ups. Your body really needs for you to do 10 more bicep curls. That's what your body really needs. It's just your mind. Mm-hmm. It wants to go ahead and say, give up, because it's experienced some level of uncomfortableness. But the personal trainer said, I see greater in you. I see that abs. I see the flat stomach. I see the smaller waist. I see, oh, you that you want to obtain. But in order to do that, I got to push you. And you'll be thanking me later. You'll be thanking me later. And that's what the same sense of an apostle does. An apostle comes to uphold. Apostle comes to set order. Apostle, I'm saying apostle because it's all the fivefold, really. We operate in prophecy, pastoralship, evangelism, all of that. We're going to use all of our gifts to help give you what you need, the tools. We are really getting you, it's like boot camp, getting you ready to go out to the gospel because ultimately that's where we are going to be. Yes, we're going to have a place that has four walls that we gather, but that's your refueling station. That's your refueling station. That's where you come to get more energy. You come to be excited. You come to receive fresh manna from heaven. That's where you come to get rejuvenated. And then we send you back out there and say, go on your job and win some souls. Go out there and win some souls. We're going to do outreach events. Let's go into low-income neighborhoods and bring them hot dogs and hamburgers and chips. Let's go out there to the hair salons and let's witness to the women who are lost and getting their hair done. And let's give them gift cards. We have so much. And God is saying, you can do it. I've given you already the reign and the victory over the territory. He said, but one thing you're charged to do is get the people prepared so that you can be as effective as possible. Because I tell you one thing, we can't build this ministry if you're a baby. We cannot build this ministry if you're immature in the mind. We cannot build, going back to my example, let's say you're a CEO, you're the founder, you're trying to build a ministry. How effective would your ministry be if you hired a whole bunch of drunken people? Let's be business. Let's be professional. Because a lot of times people like to blur the line. This is Jesus. This ain't business. How dare you want to set corporate and company and business all in the same sentence with Jesus? Let me tell you something. Jesus was the best businessman. Matter of fact, he even
told
him to be man. He wanted to be about God's business. So this is our opportunity to prove unto the Lord that we are going to be professional. We are not going to be flighty. We're not going to be ditzy. We're going to stay sober-minded. And in order to do that, I need to now up my prayer life, and I need to start meeting God on his time. There's some work God got to do. He got to deliver me from something. He has to impart something in me. So you know what? Instead of meeting him in my inconsistent, shallow times of the day, because let me just be honest, a lot of you all, a great percentage of you all, are not consistent in your prayer life. God is saying, now here's a counter-offer, Why don't you meet me during the time I visit you? You tried it your way. I gave you the grace to try it your way. You said you were going to pray to me every morning at 6:30. That lasted, what, two times? You said you would do a midnight prayer. You said, okay, I'll have grace and I'll meet you at midnight. That lasted, what, 1 week? You said you were going to pray for a whole month at a certain time or throughout the day, and what that didn't happen. As soon as you had a toothache or as soon as you, you know, your kids started acting up, as soon as you got in an argument with yourself, you gave up on God. Said, forget it. I don't even want to do this anymore. So God said, I've given you grace throughout your whole life when you can come to me and pray, but you've not been consistent. So now I'm asking you to come on my time. You can come on my time. Let me help you in your mind. Let me help accelerate some things. Let me bless you with wisdom. A lot of us on here, we need more wisdom. Especially people who are really believing God to be a business person, entrepreneur, whatever it is, you need wisdom to deal with all of those different personalities. It's no different than a pastor. I knew I needed wisdom. I was like Solomon. I sold multiple times $1,000 into the kingdom of God because I wanted wisdom, a wise and understanding heart. It wasn't even for money. I said, nope, I'm not about money right now. I'm not about anything else, no healing. Yeah, if you want to give me that, God, thank you. But I need your wisdom. That's why I can stand here at my age now, and I'm giving you wisdom that most people do not occur until they're in their 50s or their 60s. Because in order to be an apostle, in order to be a pastor, I got to deal with you. You all come from vast different backgrounds. You all are a variety of different ages, some younger, some older. Some of you all are immature. Some of you are mature. Some of you have great, big, elaborate backgrounds, lawyers, doctors, and that will come into the ministry. Some of you all would just be somebody that's going to, thank God, be able to help around the ministry and push the broom. But I got to meet you right where you're at. I got to learn how to deal with your quick temper and your immature manners. I got to learn how to deal with your mature perspectives and your professionalism. I got to meet you. But that's going to take wisdom. So especially if you are a businesswoman, a businessman, it behooves you really to allow God to give you his wisdom so that you can learn how to run a company and God to bless it and breathe on it, and it can turn to a Fortune 100 company. It can do it. God can do it. God can do it. Matter of fact, he wants to do it. That's why the first shall be last. That's why he gives you the hope in the word of God. It is not his will for his people to be staggering and the last and having lack and in poverty. He wants us to be the example so the world can look and say, wow, I need to get on whatever they're on in order to be successful. Not the other way around. Where our youth are looking at prostitution and stripping and rapping and all that to be the career that gets them the quick money. That's Satan's plan. But we're coming back to take over and say, no, you don't have to compromise your body. You don't have to compromise by doing these illicit lyrics. You don't have to get into that lifestyle of drugs and illicit sex and all of that. You can stand holy and pure and watch God raise you up. We can be the example.
Yes.
Amen.
But it takes us to put some work in. These people who are at the top of their game, whether it be in music, whether it be in business, understand this. They're meeting their God at 3 to 6 in the morning. Did you not know that? These people who have made millions in stocks, in corporate America, in the music industry, they're meeting their God at 3 and 6.
Yes, they is.
It's not your God, but it's their God. What is God? Anything that you put more and invest all a majority of your time in. So if it's their music business, if they're trying to make it in the music, they are in the music studio in their sound booth at 3 and 6 in the morning. Matter of fact, most of the lyrics they're telling you, they're in there for hours banging it out. They're working all throughout the midnight. They're serving their God. The people who are good in investing in corporate America, they're up early in the morning. Entrepreneurs who are building a design, an innovative program, whatever it is, they're up at 3 and 6 in the morning. But look at it from God's perspective. Why don't you meet your God in the morning?
Amen.
Amen.
They're doing all of that, and that's not even a tenth or one inch of success what God has planned for you. How much more would God increase in your life if you woke up and met God in the morning, turned the bed loose, took off your laziness, your spirit of apathy, cast that aside and say, Lord, I'm going to do it. And let me just tell you, like all things, you know, they said you do something consistently for 30 days, that's how you form a habit. That's why we always challenge you with a 30-day challenge. You do this consistently 30 times every day for 30 days early in the morning, or, you know, you do it only during a weekday, whatever it is, however God works it out with you. After so many times, it won't be hard. Matter of fact, your body will long to wake up at 3 and 6 in the morning. Your body will automatically have an alarm clock because it's now used to it. It won't be as rough because I'm telling you, the first time, for some of you out, it may be the toughest time for you to keep your eyes open. That's okay. Turn on the light. Talk a little louder. Turn up the music. Walk around. That's what I do. When I worship, I walk around. Because sitting still sometimes can put you to sleep, so I walk around, and that will wake you up. And God sometimes will wait a little bit. He'll wait a few minutes. He said, I want to know if they're going to give in to the sleepiness. And when he finds that you are enduring, he'll come and he'll give you a fresh wind of awakening. Didn't I tell you that? He'll come with an awakening. He'll awaken your ear, but he'll also awaken your senses. And you can get through it. Amen. Praise God. That's just one-tenth of what I really wanted to say.
Hallelujah.
God wants me to challenge you.
Amen.
God wanted me to point out some realness in your life. God wanted me to really tell you exactly what it is that he's asking and requesting of us. He's trying to prepare you for your walk, whether you're part of KCI or not. As a member of KCI, people, you are going to hear this multiple times. Matter of fact, we have a leadership series that we are developing. And leadership does not mean that you're only an elder or minister or prophet or pastor. You can be a leader in your community, a leader in your family, leader in your marriage, leader on the job. Everybody is programmed. Matter of fact, hello, we're made in the likeness and image of God. God himself is a leader. So we are all individually obtaining the role of leadership as we grow in God. Even your children, as you raise, you are raising them to be future leaders. Leadership is so important. People only think that, oh, well, if I'm not a titled leader, then it does not apply to me. No, we are empowering God's people in this time, in this season, for people to go forward in the leadership, to take the reign of leadership. Understand, you carry an authority. Doesn't matter where you are. If you're in the bank, you have leadership in the bank. You have the kingdom of heaven at hand. You come with the authority, the supernatural reasoning, the natural earthly reasoning. So when something is coming against you that seems like it's not going to work out in your favor, understand this. The leadership that you have supernaturally can supersede that. It will give you favor in a court-ordered judgment. It will give you favor in the doctor. It will give you favor on a past due bill. It will give you favor when you're going up to the school for your children. It will give you favor when you're going to the jail for a loved one. It will give you favor. You have to learn how to dominate in leadership in order to even allow this to open and manifest in your life today.
Amen.
Am I making sense today?
Yes.
Lord, we take this very seriously.
Yes.
Because we recognize that what we teach, how we mold and present resources and tactics and kingdom principles, it shapes your world. It's an exponential growth. It's a domino effect. You go, you take what you learned today, and like we said, you're not just a hearer of the word, you're a doer of the word. You start implementing and walking in courage and in freedom and liberty and in dominion. So now when that kid wants to yell at you and slam your door that you're paying rent for, that you are the one paying the electric bill, matter of fact, everything that they have on you bought and slaved at a job for, you can take leadership and say, you know what, we wrestle not against spirit or wrestle not against flesh, but dark powers and spiritual places and all of that. You can command your household and that spirit that is upon your knucklehead rebellious child. You can say you have no part or authority in my home. I am a leader in Jesus Christ. You must lead. When your supervisor won't give you a break, you are a leader. Yes, you may be subject under them because they are your supervisor, but in the spiritual sense, you are over them. You are a leader. You
glory
to
God.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Claim the word of God, but we know all things work together for the giver them to love the Lord. You are a leadership scripture. That's a leadership scripture. God has already chosen to favor you in the outcome.
Yes, Lord.
But what happens today, the word of God that are going through most pulpits on today are so watered down and diluted. And it is not preparing the people
for the leader.
Amen.
They walk out of there, they walked in, no power. Walk out, probably no power.
My God.
It's a big show. They might as well have went and gone and see the Cirque du Soleil or Blue Man Group. It was a big entertainment spectacle for 2 hours.
Mm.
They were entertained, but they were not empowered or changed or transformed. They were not built to be leaders. They were not built up or challenged to even go further and harder for God. Why did it only happen in God's time, in the Bible days? There's got to be something that speaks to my soul. A lot of people are crying out because they're tired of the watered-down message.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today. And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world. That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.